This is the city. Powell, Wyoming. We are Scott and Ross reporting on a Wednesday as we have items sent to us from the Powell Police Department covering activity from earlier this week. They include a welfare check on Julie Lane. Received a welfare check on a woman. Officer spoke with a woman. She was fine. Disposition completed.
Well, was it Julie?
No, it wasn't Julie. Okay. But this woman was fine. Yeah. Animal stray on East 3rd. Report of a stray dog. Owner of the dog picked her up at the animal shelter. Received a warning for dog running a large, failure to obtain dog license, and a finger pointed wagged in front of this person. Do you want to get that? You know, it's not pleasant to have Anna pointing up at you and wagging her finger. So
nobody wants that.
You better get a license for your dog, okay?
Don't wag that finger again.
Yeah. Animal noisy. Julie Lane received that some dogs have been outside barking for 2 days. An officer responded in the area and sat for a while. No dogs were barking, just in that part of town. Come to my part of town. They're dog barking all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
Hey, Julie, your dogs are barking.
Animal bite. North Cheyenne received a report of a child wandering into a neighbor's backyard unannounced. And was bitten by the dog. The bite didn't break the skin. The child had a bruise. Disposition completed. So the child usually is announced. Announcing Sir Toddler.
Toddles a lot. Well, I bet that's the last backyard he wanders into.
Lesson learned by that kid. Welfare check, North Day, received a report of another agency receiving a 911 call from a local resident. Officers checked on the resident. They no longer have that phone number. They were fine. Disposition, dispatch handled. So somebody else has that phone number and called 911 and then hung up. So for some group, I don't know where it was. So could be a scammer has it now.
Maybe.
Ready report, East Coulter. Received report that a red Subaru-type vehicle that has been all over the road on Coulter and South Street seems to be making a circle in the area. All over the road, did get stuck on Coulter, but got out and was southbound on Day, west on South, and then south on Clark. Officers responded, but the vehicle was gone. Disposition gone on arrival. So somebody was out driving around, Ross, and having fun out in the snow.
Yeah.
And this person was deeply, deeply concerned, Ross, about the children.
What about them?
Yeah. Disturbance, South Gilbert. Received a report of a male that refused to leave a female's residence. The caller said the male has a warrant out for him. Officers responded, and a 34-year-old male, not intelligent, was arrested on a municipal court warrant, transported to the Park County Detention Center. Disposition, CK. So, if you are creating a, if you've got a warrant out for you, and you're creating a stink, inviting cops to come and visit with you, you're going to go to jail.
What?
Yeah. And, yeah, it's pretty simple, and it's easy for the cops. I mean, that's fish in a barrel for the police. So. Yeah. Let's see, welfare check, see animal stray, white lab found on the highway, owner located, respond to claim it, so dog got out, found, property found, East 5th, received report of a found gun.
Uh-oh.
An officer responded and advised it was a BB gun, didn't appear to function anymore anyway. The officer placed it in the lost and found. I've been looking for my broken BB gun.
Daddy probably threw out the car when, this thing's broken.
Yeah, basically. Or somebody just left it somewhere. I don't want that. It's broken. So, let's see. Dogs. Traffic stop. Failure to display headlights. This occurring at, 6:30 at night. Still a little light out. No, it's not. It's dark. So... traffic stop on North Bent. Traffic stop performed. Driver issued a warning for running a red light. Disposition warning issued. So guy hits the brakes heading toward the light. It's not working. I'm still slack. I'm just going to go through it. And then there's a cop there. So, oops. Let's go over to Cody and find out what happened. They include a suspicious activity on 32nd Street, a car driving around 31st and 32nd, numerous times, disposition assistance given. So this person looking out the window at 1 o'clock in the morning.
Started counting and then got to numerous.
Yeah, I'm up to numerous now, yeah. Which is 3, I guess. So... miscellaneous assistance, 29th Street. RP says her mother stole her keys a few months ago. Disposition, assistance, Kevin.
And I haven't had to unlock anything in this entire time.
It's like, okay. Miscellaneous assistance, Sierra Trading Post. No arming signal received. Requesting welfare, disposition, information. I'll say, get a new employee, Russ. They're supposed to arm the alarm when they leave at night. Mm-hmm. I'm going home. So, and then all kinds of chaos picks up. Suspicious motor vehicle crash. Tri Power Court assisting. I'm back again.
Yeah.
Motor vehicle crash. Tri Power Court assisting Park County Sheriff. C case. Drug related. Tri Power Court assisting Park County Sheriff. Oh yeah.
And one sometimes goes with the other.
Yeah. Got a little drugged up and crashed.
And so. Tri Power Court.
Yeah. I know.
There's a catchy name.
Yeah. That's not. I don't know what that is. So, who came up with that? Don't know.
I used to live on dual power, but yeah. We moved up.
Well, Tri-Power Court could be. It was named that way because of drug-related. suspicious activity. Tri-Power Court, RP says, a suspicious package showed up at his home. So, that could be what it was. Somebody sent drugs to the wrong house.
Well, sometimes they'll do that. Send it to like their neighbor's house and don't get law enforcement at their house.
I see.
But the danger, of course, is
the guy who lives there saying, hey.
Funny, I don't remember ordering a pound of heroin.
Yeah. Warrant service attempt. Circuit court. RP says listed mail. Currently at the courthouse. So when the deputies rush in and grab you while you're in front of the judge, you just said not guilty, you're looking guilty.
I object.
I object to this tasering. theft, Sheridan Avenue, RP advised cell phone taken from her vehicle. RP would like to speak to an officer. Sometimes you can track those cell phones. No, there you go.
Amazing.
Yeah. Nuisance complaint at the Healing Space. On Platinum Avenue. I'm at the Healing Space.
Oh, healing sounds expensive.
Yeah. RP says that at 3:20 a.m., the snow plows were out waking him up. I'm not healing. They're out and about.
Oh, please.
They're all over the place. They're waking me up.
Stupid people need to go to work at 8 o'clock.
Threats, Heart Mountain Street, RP in the lobby, wants to make a report regarding threats made via social media. Disposition, assistance given. Face punch, Russ.
Yeah. Assistance given. Let me show you how to dislike this.
Yeah. Let's see. Miscellaneous assistance, traffic complaint, Cody area. RP states his girlfriend is driving his car and has been drinking. Disposition unfounded. Sounds like someone didn't want to spend money on a Valentine's Day gift, Russ.
I gotta think of something quick. It's coming up.
If she's in jail, I don't have to get her anything.
Yeah, I'm guessing soon to be ex-girlfriend, I would imagine.
I don't know. Maybe it's the only girlfriend he can get.
Yeah.
Is the drunken motorist girl. So, she seems sweet, though. Miscellaneous assistance, Sierra Trading Post, received a signal. The alarm system was not armed. Tried to contact premises. No answer. Attempting to call someone for the business. Asking if officers can go by and check the area. Disposition. Assistance, Kevin. Once again, bad employee, Russ.
Yeah.
They just left. Oh, left the door open, I'm sure.
A little note for the thieves.
Yeah.
Lift with your knees, not your back.
Extra patrol requests. Eastgate cleaners are people like extra patrol the business at night. Yeah, we're going to skip patrolling the banks because we got to be at Eastgate cleaners, the Wall Street of Cody.
Somebody's got their eye on that shampooer.
Yeah. It's going to be, they've been. Yeah, I suppose, you know, if it's like a laundromat, you get them late at night. You know? It just doesn't seem like a lot of fun to own a laundromat, Russ.
I wouldn't know, but...
They make money on it, but, you know, and there's, you know, open at night, no one's supervising and stuff. And you got all those quarter machines there, you know, so...
Boy, I wish I had me a 10-pound bag of quarters.
Yeah. Or, you know, a 5-ounce box of Tide, you know?
Score.
Motor vehicle crash, County Road 6WX. RP says someone in a black Toyota pickup with a grill guard hit their dumpster. It just happened. Disposition, CK. Look, my dumpster! Miscellaneous assistance at Crystal Cove apartment. RP would like to speak to an officer about her friend drinking all the time, and she has a 5-month-old baby. Disposition, unable to assist. Man, that's her way of getting drinks, Russ. Look at my baby. Buy me a drink.
That's what got to be worth a shot, at least. Come on.
Then drug-related, Wyoming Avenue. RP would like to speak to an officer about the subject, selling drugs. Disposition assistance given. Is he doing it right? We don't know.
Is he a reputable drug dealer? I'd like to check first. Can I call the Better Business Bureau?
Let's see. Motor vehicle crash, Canyon View. RP says someone drove into her parked motorcycle. Disposition. assistance, Kevin. Might have to put that bike away, Russ.
Most people do for the winter.
Yeah. Fraud-related, Maverick South. RP received a fake 20. Disposition, CK. So, and then miscellaneous assistance, Blackburn. RP wants to talk to an officer about some things her ex-husband did this weekend when he was with the kids. He gave me a bad name. So... Anyway, that is today's version of Scott and Russ's Police Blotter, brought to you by Aldridge's Do It Center, where they ask you to bring in real 20s over there at Aldridge's. Appreciate the POW Police and the Cody Police for today's Police Blotter report.